Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today my guest is Lance Wallnau, who has the distinction of being the most listened to podcast we ever did. He talked to me before about the fact that he believes that Donald Trump is like Cyrus and that God is raising him up. And he was talking about this long before Donald Trump got the nomination. Now that we're in the midst of this very, very hot political campaign, you're going to want to stay tuned after this message to hear what Lance Wallnau has to say about this election and about Mr. Trump.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangelical Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back. And Lance, thank you so much for being my guest on the Strang Report. You know, what I said earlier was true. The podcast we did was just far and away the biggest we ever did. I think it just caught everybody by surprise that you would say something so outlandish.
Yeah, that I know.
He was Cyrus. So tell me and tell the listeners how that came about for those of who may not have heard that podcast.
I had no, Donald Trump wasn't on my radar, and I work with some political guys who are consultants, and they were consultants with, believe it or not, Carly Fiorina, and Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, and I got this strange invitation to go up to Trump Towers to with a group of leading evangelicals, and my name was added to the list because the guy that was put in charge of making the calls just heard me speak in some small venue and said, I got to put Lance in this list. So I go in this list with Justin Franklin and Kenneth Copeland and Paula White and, you know, all those guys. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the heck am I doing here? And as I'm listening to Trump, I'm starting to sense there's an anointing, and which threw me off because I was looking for evidence that maybe he's given his life to the Lord, or I'm looking for the classic cues a Christian wants of a testimony. But what happened was there was just a presence on him. I went home. I thought the chapter was closed. I figured, well, that was interesting. I'll do a little Facebook post and move on with my life. And the Lord said to me, read Isaiah 45. And I had, frankly, know what Isaiah 45 was. And I opened it up, and it says, thus saith the Lord to Cyrus, my anointed, to whom I am going to open the two-leaved gates of Babylon. And I'm reading that. And as I'm reading that, I look over and see a Facebook picture that has Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States. And I look at Isaiah 45, the picture of the 45th. I right away Google to see, maybe this is a mistake. What number is Barack Obama? And it comes out as 44. and it's 44 twice, because you don't get a new jersey when you get reelected. You get the same jersey you got elected with. So he's 44. The next person will be the 45th, and I'm thinking, what? So I go reading on about Cyrus, and it says, yes, you know, the Lord says, he is my shepherd. He's going to restore Jerusalem. And then the line that really shook me, though he does not know me. And right away, I'm telling you, I went in a theologic spasm, because I got a degree in theology, and I'm looking at this and saying, I have never heard it, nor have I ever preached. God anoints secular rulers in history for specific purposes in order to protect his interests.
Yet the Jews know that God raised up Cyrus. He was not a believer, but he was the one that allowed the Jews, or even sent the Jews back to Jerusalem. Isn't that right?
Exactly. And listen, they have what makes this even stranger is I start digging around and I find the Cyrus cylinder. This is in 1879. There was a renowned archaeologist who was excavating in Babylon. Stephen, he excavated a cuneiform artifact that was dated to the time of Daniel, 538 to 529 B.C., and it described Cyrus and the release of the Jews from captivity from Babylon and returning home to Palestine. And a portion of it, get this, a portion of the Cyrus cylinder is dictated by Cyrus himself. The three issues Cyrus took the most satisfaction in, get this, dealing with terror, restoring the habitations or economic stability of their cities, and honoring their sanctuaries or their houses of faith, meaning the way he treated the Jews. So think about this. The Cyrus cylinder talks about terrorism, economics, and faith. It's like freaky.
It really is. And I remember the first time that I heard about this, I couldn't believe it. And if you'll remember, I said, would you do a podcast with me? And we set it up, and you know, that same afternoon did a podcast, and it was crazy. And now you have written an article that we have published in Charisma Magazine. The October issue of Charisma Magazine just came off the press, and it has Donald Trump on the cover, and really everything, or nearly everything in the whole issue, has to do somehow with the political season and what our nation's going through, and how this all makes sense. And your story about Trump and Cyrus is our cover story. So tell the readers, give them a little preview, because you talk about things like common grace and so on and so forth.
You guys are going to love it. You have to read it. I don't hear the Lord speaking all the time. I'm not one of those prophets that every time I'm on a broadcast I say, well, the Lord just said, because I don't operate that way. I'm more of a teacher. But when I hear God, it stands out. And what I heard the Lord say about Donald Trump being the 45th chapter of Isaiah, read it. And after I read it, I was sitting back there and I heard the words common grace, almost like it was in my ear. And I said, man, I ran into that term recently. Where in the heck did I see that? And I went over to a book by Chuck Colson, and he was talking about the reformers had a theology about common grace. Because, you know, get this, when the Reformation hit Europe, they were trying to sort out how far should they get involved with secular society. It's almost like we're at today. And the reformers, when cities were overturned by the Reformation, the mayors and they came to the reformers and said, we need input because the people want biblical application based on Luther and Calvin and what you guys are teaching. And we don't know how to do that, so give us some input. And so a group of what's called magisterial reformers were raised up by God. These were preachers that got involved with the restoration of society and culture based on the Word of God. Common grace is the grace of God that comes on unsaved people to make them the instruments of God's purposes. So God will come on a Churchill or a Thatcher or a Lincoln or a Trump. And Christians like me are walking around wanting to know, does he know the Lord? Is he a Christian? Does he know the Lord? And in reality, maybe Churchill might surprise me that he has a profound sense prophetically of exactly where England is and who Hitler is. but he's going to fail my Bible test for Sunday school because he's not what you would call a saving grace believer. He's a common grace believer, meaning the anointing is on him for a task, and he's wired to heaven with perception. God is so vast. So we cover that in this article. I'm so glad you had the courage to put it out there because this election is so critical that this is literally, my frustration is I know who Trump is. I don't know if the church is going to be as awakened as they need to be to show up in the force they need to show up to support what this man's capable of doing in restoration. Because history, if history tells us anything, when God shows up, he's disguised and his people don't recognize him.
Well, when you first talked about this, it looked absolutely impossible that Donald Trump could win. A lot of Christians were saying they would actually stay home rather than vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. They didn't want the leftist policies of Hillary Clinton, and they knew that she, it's one scandal after another until after a while you just don't even know how to grapple with the latest scandal that came out because it seems like, well, it's just today's scandal. I mean, what else is new? But then they didn't want to vote for Donald Trump at all. It looked impossible. And, of course, we don't know how the election's going to come out, but it seems like
there's... It's very close right now, very close.
Very close. But it seems like there's a momentum going in Donald Trump's favor. At least that's from my vantage point.
It is. Of course there is, because there is a leadership. I mean, my gosh, I mean, Hillary is as predictable and as, she's everything. And so many times, like this whole quote about basket of deplorables. And I know you're a Christian broadcast, but I mean, we're living in a real world when you've got Cher that's, I don't want to say the word, but she's cussing Trump and Streisand, mocking him. I'm telling you, there is a lawlessness in America that I watch if it's on the right or on the left, but it is so consistently on the left, it's almost like Trump's anointed to make the devil manifest on the left. They can't stand him. I've had conversations on planes where I'll talk to someone next to me, and usually I try not to engage people on a plane, but on occasion you can't help it. And I was just on a plane with a lady recently, 30 years in the psychiatric field in Boston. We're having a nice conversation. She doesn't fly that much. I'm helping her figure out how her tray works. She asked me where I was coming from. I said, I just came from New York. What were you doing in New York? I was at Trump Towers. And right away, she says, well, you weren't with Donald Trump, were you? And it was an immediate manifestation of something. And I said, well, actually, have you ever met him? And she's like, pulls back from me and says, don't tell me you like Donald Trump. I thought you were a nice man. I thought you were an intelligent man. Oh, I can't believe you're... It was as though I had just revealed that I'm a Nazi or something. And I started asking her how she formed her opinion. She's an intelligent liberal. She formed her opinion in the sound bites that she was getting from the New York Times, MSNBC. And this is the challenge. Even Christians sometimes do not take heed to what they hear and how they hear. And if we aren't discerning, we can actually get sucked into the echo chamber of media because not everybody's doing what Stephen Strang does and puts the truth out there.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I hope people will take advantage to read this issue of Charisma Magazine. We also have an article by Jim Garlow in which he talks about, the issues that are at stake, especially what Hillary Clinton believes and the Democratic platform and the Republican platform and so forth. We just look at it from a lot of different angles. And we also have an interview that I was able to do with Donald Trump when he was here in Orlando last month, a very good interview. And I just think that this election is very, very important. And, the secular media, the secular culture does not really look at the church. But we believe that God has a plan and purpose, whether or not they recognize it or not.
Absolutely. And, I want to share something with you, Stephen, that I didn't, by the way, this article has a lot of details in it that even later on I wondered if I should have published it, but it's already out there. You've got it, and I printed it so you could get it. But some of the personal conversations with Trump are extremely revealing. There'll be material in here people will want to read that they won't get anywhere else. It's like when Trump challenged the group of ministers that were there and said, if you don't mind me saying so, I think you guys have gotten soft. It was such a crystallizing moment because he's just looking at how fear and embarrassment so often is in ministry, backing up some issues. And Trump's like a wrecking ball going towards the issues. And his observation was, I really think that America's turned against Christianity in the last decade in a way that is not healthy. And I think that you guys have gotten soft in terms of taking your ground and holding it. What an amazing statement. You know, only somebody like Trump would actually say it. Somebody else who was, frankly, an evangelical might think it, but they wouldn't insult you and tell you. That's the beauty of Trump.
You know,
he actually said it.
It's almost prophetic in a way.
Oh, it absolutely is. Now, can I give you a scoop, and you can determine if you want to broadcast this or not, but I want to share something with you. I haven't talked publicly with anyone else about. There was a moment, you remember the low point in the campaign where he got set up and engaged with the guy with the Muslim, the gold star parent, who evidently, you know, has some history with the Clintons in their law practice and stuff like that. So he wasn't out of the audience. He was somebody vetted that was already part of the infrastructure of the Clinton machinery. But when he came against Donald Trump, Donald made a mistake. He responded, and it was a political novice's mistake. They tried to set up Chris Christie a day later, and Christie said, just point blank, I will not have anything negative to say about a gold star parent, regardless of what they said. And so, boom, that's how a professional deals with it. Well, Trump found out. Now, here's the part most people miss. He was at his lowest point after that. The polls were going down. He could read the numbers. And he made a pivot. He brought a woman on as his chief of staff and brought a guy on, you know, from Breitbart. But the decision to change his team, I was wondering what happened, because that's when he started rebounding. After that gold star fiasco, it looked like he had lost it, and then he came back, and he started coming back and coming back. Well, here's something interesting that most people don't know. One of the ministries that works with him, one of the pastors that is in a group of advisors, received a prophetic word and wanted to get it to him. And they didn't know how to get it to him because of the press of the crowd. But the word basically said, if you will humble yourself and pray and call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be the next president of the United States. He couldn't get it to him. He gave it to his son, because his son's very involved with these guys. And the son personally handed it to his father and told him to read it on the plane. Now, we do not know what Donald Trump did on that plane, but I can almost prophesy in his state of mind, by himself, on the plane, looking at the problem he had, I believe he closed his eyes, read that, and in his own way, humbled himself and asked God for help. Boom, within 24 hours, the campaign pivoted, he made two critical decisions, and it's been competitive ever since.
That's very interesting, and it just goes to show that God does have a plan and purpose in what's happening in America. And we need to pray and believe that God has raised up Donald Trump and that he's going to be elected.
Well, I believe that I believe that's what the Lord wants. And what I'm praying is that in our peculiar institution of democracy, that enough Christians, 25 million to 30 million, 40 million. If we show up, what's the number of, I guess we have 50 million registered to vote, but on the whole, what do we normally have show up? I guess around 25 million?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, in the name of Jesus, I pray that number is higher now than it's ever been before. Lord, I ask you to move on the nation, awaken your people, let this article, let this magazine become viral like a prairie fire. And I pray, Lord, for a surge of interest and of momentum in the direction of saving America, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And with that, we will wrap up this edition of the Strang Report. And I'll thank you once again, Lance, for speaking out and also for taking time to be my guest today. Thank you for your thoughts. Thank you for writing that article in Charisma Magazine.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.